You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom address questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Mr. Hunt and Mr. McMahon, for the last month, I've been talking to two Jehovah's Witnesses in order to witness to them. However, I think I've gotten in a bit over my head. Do you have any suggestions that might help me to be more effective in dealing with them? Also, a friend told me that the scriptures say I am not to invite them in my house. Is that true?
Dave, you've had a lot of experiences with Jehovah's Witnesses coming to your door. I've had a bit myself. What do you recommend?
Well, Jehovah's Witnesses don't come to our door anymore. You recognize them instantly. My approach, my wife's is a different one. She thinks that I'm a little rough on them. But, I mean, I'm just straightforward. I say, you're Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, so am I. Only I'm a true witness for Jehovah, and you are false witnesses for Jehovah. You have to get their attention and control the conversation. And they get a little bit shocked. And I say, well, look, let me have your New World Translation. We'll go right to it. 1 John chapter 5. It says, well, you want to call God Jehovah? Well, let's put that in there then. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of Jehovah, I think that's verse 10, is greater. Well, this is the witness of Jehovah. And this is the witness of Jehovah that he has witnessed concerning his Son. He who has the Son of Jehovah has life. He who has not the Son of Jehovah has not life. And then John says, these things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of Jehovah, that you may know that you have eternal life. So I say, you know, this is the witness of Jehovah, that we receive eternal life as a free gift by receiving Christ. The life is in the Son of Jehovah. And if you have him, you receive him, you have eternal life. And then I say, do you have this eternal life? You're Jehovah's Witnesses. Have you received the witness of Jehovah? And do you have this eternal life by having received his Son? Well, now, you can't really know that. And I say, yeah, I know that you teach that you have to pass the final test after Armageddon even. Mm-hmm. But this is what it says, that you may know present knowledge that you have present possession eternal life. Do you have eternal life? I would sure like you to have it. And if there are really sharp Jehovah's Witnesses, they'll say, well, you understand that was written for the 144,000. I haven't yet met one of the 144,000.
Yeah. They're all out of spaces, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never met one, maybe. But anyway, I say, now, wait a minute. Where do you get that idea? Well, it would have to be for the 144,000. They're the ones that have this guarantee. Now, wait a minute. Let's go back and read it again. It says, these things have I written unto you who believe in the name of Jehovah, that you may know. So it tells you to whom it was written. It is written to those who believe in the name of Jehovah. So I say, indeed, it isn't written to you because you do not believe in the name of the Son of Jehovah. What is his name? Isaiah 9:6. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. And they're trying to say, well, that's Mighty God, not Almighty God. Wait a minute, come on, how many gods are there? This is a mighty God, but you got an almighty God who's over him. There is only one God, even you believe that. But I can give you 37 verses in the Old Testament where Jehovah is called the Mighty God, okay? But wait a minute, let's go on. The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Wow! So the babe born in Bethlehem is not only the Son of God, he is the Father as well. And when Jesus said, I and my Father are one, he was right in line with the Old Testament prophecies. And you can only explain that by the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. And this is absolutely essential. But without getting into that, I want you to have this eternal life. Now, if you will believe who Jesus really is, remember, in John 8, we just went by it. Mm-hmm. Jesus said,
slowly.
Yeah, but Jesus said, except you believe that I am, and he is in italics. That's the name of Yahweh, Jehovah, who introduced himself to Moses at the burning bush in Exodus 3. Jesus is saying, I am Yahweh. I am God. And if you do not believe that, you are lost in your sins. And where I go, that's heaven, you will never come. And I'm sorry, if you don't believe, and you don't believe that Jesus is God, but yet you say he's a Savior, well, then you're trusting someone less than God to save you. But all through the Old Testament, Jehovah says he's the only Savior.
Dave, you know, in these days of sort of ecumenical song and dance, whether it be Mormons who come to your door, whether they're Jehovah's Witnesses, there is an approach that wants to mix lots of things together because they don't know where you're coming from when they come to your door. And I'd like to talk about Jesus and find out. You say, well, I love Jesus, and they will tell me immediately they love Jesus as well. And we can spend maybe 2 or 3 minutes just sharing how we all love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But then I ask the question, I thought that it's only the 144,000 who will ever see Jesus or spend time with Jesus in eternity. And they agree to that. And then I ask, well, are you one of the 144,000? I said, well, then it's a sad thing that you don't and cannot and will not spend eternity with him.
It's important to know Jesus. Jesus said, John 17:3, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And he will say, depart from me, I never knew you. Well, I've often used the illustration, Tom. Let's say that you ask for a picture of my wife, and I pull out of my wallet a picture of Marilyn Monroe. You say, oh, that's, I say, is that your wife? That's a dead actress. Well, I mean, it's a woman. I mean, what does it matter? You know, but, you know, it's just a female. No, Jesus is a real person. You don't just throw his name around. And, oh, I love Jesus. Yeah, but who is he? Do you know him? Does he know you? That's the issue that we have to decide. And you just can't compromise on who he is, because then you don't really know the real Jesus.